The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 26, 1978 at 16:35 and 19:35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa, friends. This is Rita Rochelle, and I'm your hostess for this special weekly program featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm really glad you're joining us today because my colleague Leo Sarkisian and I have selected music about the younger generation. So if you enjoy children, we believe you'll have an interesting time listening to these folk songs from various countries in Africa. We'll also be saying hello and thank you to some of our listeners for the nice letters we've been receiving. And at the end of the program, I'll give you our address again. But now, it's time for Music Time in Africa. The first music a baby hears in Africa and all over the world is a lullaby, which serves its purpose admirably, and then again, sometimes it doesn't. In this Swazi lullaby from southern Africa, a mother sings to her baby until he becomes fretful, at which time the father takes over confidently, only to meet with no better success before he's finished.
Ema chaeni yekobo, tawiane sisu yekobo, atalumdwana yekobo, ambege cheni yekobo, adliwe timbetu yekobo, kobo ikobo yekobo, unyogu yepi yekobo, uyo uchuma yekobo, ema chaeni yekobo, tawiane sisu yekobo, atalumdwana yekobo, ambege cheni yekobo, adliwe timbetu yekobo. Koboi koboi yekobo, unyogu yepi yekobo, uyo uchuma yekobo, emacha eni yekobo.
Ruru, mwana arira mache, anka kumazi, mreza mwana kantanda mache niti, kontate wache nkombangari, bili mangweli zankono mwana gone. Ruru, mwana arira mache, anka kumazi, mreza mwana kantanda mache niti, kontate wache nkombangari, bili mangweli zankono mwana gone. Ruru, mwana arira mache, anka kumazi mleza mwana kantanda maji niti kotate wache nkombangari mbili mangweli za nkono mwana agone. Mwana yu krawanzanga, mwana yu mwana yu krawanzanga, angalenda chiwambo, angalenda tunosmarike, angalenda torola, angalenda chiwambo, wayona futa dowe, ninga getse fobirika, oh inde, mwana yu mwana uyu, mwana yu kawanzanga, angalenda chiwambo, angalenda torola, angalenda nosmarike, wayona futa dowe, ninga getse fobirika, oh inde.
Well, that's how it goes. You do the best you can, but sometimes it just doesn't work, no matter how hard you try. I don't suppose there's a child in the world who doesn't love stories, and what a delight to see a large group of young children gathered around the local storyteller with their eyes wide open and giggling at each humorous gesture of the storyteller. That's what the scene was when this recording was made some years ago in Rhodesia. The storyteller, Stephen Gumbo, a Karanga musician of the Fort Victoria region in Rhodesia, played his kalimba and narrated in song a tale about a family of baboons that went to steal a farmer's crops. The father baboon stationed himself up in a tree to keep watch, with the stern instructions that certain kinds of food were to be kept for him and not to be eaten by the young ones. Well, he caught one of them taking bits of forbidden fruit, climbed down, and applied the palm of his hand to the proper spot, meanwhile scolding most impressively in English. Here's the song of the baboon.
Andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi chionga. Kumda kwavanyarumbi, tomka usiku siku, tindoria ivo wavete, toinda pachurupaya, tindi pachurupaya, tende kwa zakarimwa, waone manenge ashe, waone mbukungari, waone feringirake, inindi kwandiripa, nizani chaone pi. Tona ziri mnyasi, ndashe muti mrefu, ukuona zikononga, kononga kuna nyarambi, wakari yari okumba, avo vanu mkanya, tisisa vanu mkanya, avo vanu mkanya,
sama kude!
Nasitondo sere piko, nasitondo sere piko, nasitondo sere piko, wati chango pamchiyo,
Oh, you silly boy.
Andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi mkanya, andi andi chilonga. Munda kwa vanyarumbi, munda kwa vanyarumbi, nimke siku siku, tindo yai wavete, toinda pachurupaya, tinde pachurupaya, tende kwa zakarimwa, waone manike ashe, waone mbukonga arie, waone ferengerake, waone shambanga arie. Nini ndigo ryandiripa, imizani chaone pi, tona ziri munyasi, ndashe muti mrefu, wakuona ziri gononga, gononga kuna nyarambi, wakali ari okumba, havo vanu mukanya, tisisa vanu mukanya, havo vanu mukanya,
sama kude, karira iko.
Oh, I told you, you know me.
And that's the kind of story song that keeps Karanga children in Rhodesia entertained. We're going to join a group of young herd boys now, whose lives are full of the intimate knowledge of creatures and their ways, and even the discomforts and hardships of life in the open do not spoil their pleasure in the life they lead, for the days are full of fun as well as work. These youngsters in the region of Bataka in Rhodesia scatter over the countryside for quite an area, and to communicate, they've developed a method of whistling back and forth. Sometimes these whistling conversations cover a considerable distance, preferably all the way across a river, since, as small boys will, they tend to make some rather disrespectful remarks to the older boys, and that's not very healthy close up. We're going to hear part of one of these whistling conversations, first with some translating for the benefit of those who don't know the code, and as you'll hear, some of the boys' comments provoke quite a laugh. Then we'll hear a couple of short songs, first a game song, and then they'll call to one another to come and share a treat.
Mutumbu nongo embuya.
Zee zakani samudenga.
Kushata kunonga muto embea.
Zako zaka mbori ya zia.
Sakao sinangombe zese.
wakati dzirasiki.
Ewa mbora soweti kune mandodo.
Lo che bora kwa che msoro.
Palero eh.
Uwa!
That was a group of young herd boys enjoying something good to eat with a most inelegant burp by one of them. I expect the young girls we're about to listen to would take a dim view of such manners. As far as that goes, they seem to take a dim view of boys in general. First they complain of the rascals who go around in groups in the evening to tease the girls, snatching the sleeping mats out of their huts, and generally making a nuisance of themselves. From this they go on to echo the complaints of their mothers about the disinclination of the menfolk to work in the garden. My husband likes to eat, they say, but when I ask him to work in the garden, he's always sick. And then they have a third complaint, overheard from a neighbor perhaps. That man never gets enough to eat, and then when he's full he turns his back. It's only the presence of the children that prevents his fighting with me.
Gambo dalera, mna mna liwanga gambo dalera.
Abatsa ndendo wa moti wanga na kutala. Abatsa ndendo wa lini wanga na kumoto. Bata ni matiyo. Taimele mwana ayu. Mwana aliani ani jamanti wana. Mamba aliaya mwana tirelo. Tazi wa mirandi. Mianda kukoti. Mai jitaka tendele tamangira kuboma wasuma. Iyo. Mna mna liganga gambo dera. Mna mna liganga gambo dera. Ambatsa ndendo moti wanga na kutala. Ambatsa ndendo lini wanga na kumoto. Bata ni matiyo. Taimele mwana ayu. Mwana aliani ani jamanti wana. Mai aliaya mwana ngozi tero. Tazi wa mirandi. Mianda kukoti. Mai jitaka tendele tamangira kuboma wakasuma. Iyo.
We've been listening to a medley of game songs by some little girls playing grown-ups, as children love to do, and repeating all the complaints they've heard their mothers, aunts, big sisters, and cousins make about the eccentricities of men in general and in particular. The young man we're about to listen to now ought to meet with everybody's approval, especially those who enjoy Imbira music. He's a very young Karanga boy from Rhodesia, only 13, and apparently talent runs in the family, for we're told he had a very good teacher in his father. The young musician plays and sings an appealing little melody called Chirambo, which means, "Spirit of Music, follow me." True, that old familiar saying is that music warms our hearts and brings joy to our lives. And who among us doesn't enjoy listening to young voices sing their hearts out, especially when the melody is as lovely as the fresh young voices that sing it? Here now are young schoolgirls in Zaire with a medley of folk songs.
Lulengo, masi wana kiki mazole.
Such a beautiful sound from such young voices. That was a medley of folk songs by young girls in Zaire. That's one of my favorite recordings. I'll have to play that again on some future program. This final recording for today is a medley of two dance tunes by young Chaga girls in Tanzania.
Tirai, tirai,
tirai, tirai,
tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tirai, tir
And that brings our program to an end today. Hope you enjoyed all the recordings and that you'll join me again next week at this same time. This is the part of the program that I enjoy most. We get a chance to say hello to some of our friends. Today we're saying hi to Kyrian Ibe Owenizi of Aba Imu State, Nigeria, to Anthony Mensa of Tema, Ghana, and to Modu Mboje of Banjul, Gambia. One of the things that I have been getting in the letters that you've been sending to me are certain expressions that are indigenous just to Africa. One of my favorites is more grease to your elbow. So to all of my African friends, I say more grease to your elbow and do keep writing. Before we go, we're going to say hello to Michael Amadusu of Benin City in Benin, Nigeria. By the way, Michael, I have a very good friend there that I'd like for you to say hello to. Her name is Ms. Kate Oyegan. She's an editor for the Bendel Newspaper Corporation. Hope she's listening today. For those of you that would like to write, our address is Voice of America, Music Time in Africa, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying goodbye for now and inviting you to stay tuned in for the news on Africana, which follows immediately on these same frequencies and meter bands. And now, friends, Leo and I wish you all have a very nice week.